Hello, I'm Pippa Quelch, and I'm delighted to be sharing more stories from the Mare and Foal Sanctuary in the autumn edition of our Honeysuckle newsletter. In this edition, on the front page, a picture of Colette, who's brought to safety, it says here. Bay Dartmoor Hill pony Colette, looking like she's really enjoying the freedom of the wind in her mane in a beautiful green paddock. Well, before we hear a little bit more about Colette and some of the other stories, at the Mare and Foal Sanctuary, we're very passionate about unlocking a world of wild beauty where ponies and people who are struggling can enjoy life again. Our charity is founded on the principles that horses and ponies, as sentient beings and close human companions, have a value and a purpose. They deserve our kindness and care as they recover from hard starts to find healing and happiness. We have a rich experience of how horses and humans touch each other's lives. When the People and Pony partnership is strong, remarkable things can happen. We'll hear later about Angela Rippon's very special relationship with horses. Across the year at our sanctuary sites, we're proud to offer a range of human equine-assisted learning and wellbeing programmes. Working with our horse and pony partners, children, young people and adults realise individual social and emotional goals. Here, horses and humans can heal together. Through our Honeysuckle newsletter series, we show you how your support touches the lives of ponies and people. Since 1988, with your help, we've rescued and rehabilitated 1,088 equines in need. We remain committed to this vital work of providing lifelong, loving care. And on this page, a beautiful picture of the silhouette of one of our grooms, Rhiannon, with the handsome D'Angelo, a face-to-face. They're staring into each other's eyes. Just a really lovely picture. Let's hear the introduction now from Rodri, our chief executive. Welcome, he says, to the autumn edition of Honeysuckle, sharing news from the heart of the Mare and Foal Sanctuary. Every day I'm inspired, he says, by the difference horses and ponies make in people's lives and the difference that people like you make in theirs. The powerful bond between humans and horses and our shared connection with the natural world is ancient, profound, and it benefits our physical and mental health. That's why in this edition, we're celebrating all things ponies and people. Inside, you'll find stories of courage, care, and change from horses and humans at the Mare and Foal Sanctuary. Never forget that every donation helps to transform lives. You're making a difference to ponies, people, and the planet. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. With very best wishes, Rodri Samuel, who's our chief executive. Rodri's photographed here with what I suspect is one of his favourite horses. He's got a very soft spot for Vogue. So on page four, let's hear more about Colette, brought to safety, it says here. When we first met Dartmoor Hill pony Colette, she was running scared and at risk of harm. The calm presence of Senior Field Officer Leah helped her to be brought to safety. Colette, a semi-feral, one-year-old pony, was set on escaping when our team took a call from her overwhelmed owner. She couldn't cope with the pony's needs and she didn't have a suitable environment to keep her safe in. The frightened pony was wearing a neck collar and hazardous lead rope that threatened to trip her. Time was ticking as she showed no fear of the electric fence and the busy road beyond. Leah recalls the quick actions to bring her to safety. With the help of our specialist equipment and team, she says, we were able to remove her neck collar and rope, making sure that she could travel to the sanctuary in safety. It's always a relief to know that we've been able to make a difference for the equine and everyone involved. Well, on arrival, Colette was transferred to Beechtrees, our veterinary and welfare assessment centre. Fortunately, initial checks showed her to be in good physical health. Further examinations will follow when she's more comfortable being handled. For Colette, moving beyond past traumas is key to her recovery. Team leader Chelsea is hopeful about her early progress. Straight away, she says, she would come over to us and take food from our hands, which is much more than what we were expecting. We are spending time building her trust and giving her the chance to engage. Due to Colette's past and her fear of being touched, she will remain at Beechtrees until we can head collar her. This will probably take a few months. There's a picture of Colette wearing her neck collar just before she came to us, and her actually treading on the lead rope attached to the collar. We are passionate about helping Colette and others like her to swap past stresses for happy futures. If you'd like to support her rehabilitation, you can donate via our website. Providing fresh starts and expert care to rescued equines is the most significant aspect of our charity's work. We're deeply grateful for your support, which enables us to meet the ongoing and sometimes complex needs of our rescued horses and ponies. There's another lovely picture of Colette here. This is a little later after she was rescued, with the wind rushing through her mane as she explores her field at Beech Trees and can finally relax that she's getting the very best care and also companions to play with. On to page six now, and this is a story all about Artie's healing journeys. You remember Artie? Handsome 12-year-old piebald cob Artie joined the Mare and Foal Sanctuary in the summer. His journey really is an inspiration to us all. There's a beautiful picture of him here with Chelsea at Beech Trees, absolutely focused on Chelsea's hands because he knows there's a treat there. Artie was found, you may remember, abandoned, neglected and overweight with a head collar growing painfully into his skin. He needed people who cared. On Artie's arrival, urgent attention was paid to monitoring his liver and managing his weight. Obesity is a major health risk in equines, which can lead to joint, hoof and respiratory problems. We're determined to reverse these risks for Artie. Despite his traumatic start, after months of specialist veterinary treatment, dietary management and tender loving care, Artie's condition changed for the better. He'd found a new zest for life and a growing trust in horses and in humans. Artie has become a favourite at the sanctuary. He amazes us with his friendliness, his kindness and curiosity. He loves being groomed, is very fond of apple bobbing and is always angling for a scratch. Well, since July, Artie has been a resident at our beautiful Upcott Park Sanctuary. It's our North Devon rehoming yard, where we specialise in the care of young herds. Sanctuary manager Jax feels that Artie is the perfect fit for Upcott. She says Artie has a sweet nature, and it's clear he needs fun and interaction with other horses. At Upcott, he's getting the mental stimulation and the exercise that he really needs. We're able to offer lifelong sanctuary to horses like Artie because of generous supporters like you, so thank you so much for your kindness. On page eight, Bentley overcomes his head collar fear. He's looking a little suspicious here. This is Bentley at a head collar being offered to him in the picture. Lucy is doing a little bit of training with him. Bentley, our black Bodmin Hill pony, has been training for general handling. Our positive reinforcement approach is actually putting him at ease now. Bentley is one of our smaller ponies at the Yelverton Moorland Rescue Facility. Generally, he's happy, but everything changes when his head collar goes on. Recognising this behaviour has allowed team leader Lucy to help him. "I just want to make his life easier," she says. "If you put a head collar on him, he waits for it to be over. It's like a rabbit in the headlights where they just freeze." To help Bentley overcome this, Lucy has been working with him in a large enclosed yard. Here, Bentley is given the option to interact on his own terms, getting rewards for his efforts. Lucy says, "We know he's happy when he continues to move around or eat whilst interacting. It shows he's relaxing. It's a huge win for both of us." On the next page, we've got the story of Ava and Taya's very special bond. Now, Ava is a chestnut Dartmoor Hill pony and Taya, a bay moorland with a white star on her forehead. They're around about the same height and are very good friends now. Dartmoor Hill pony Ava recently moved to our Upcott Park rehoming yard, where she's really bonded with another young moorland pony, Taya. Ava and Taya had tough starts in life. Ava was found terrified and alone on Dartmoor, whilst Taya was born at Honeysuckle with serious health challenges. Through expert veterinary care and patient handling, the foals have grown into happy, healthy ponies. Jax, sanctuary manager at Upcott Park, is delighted to see their growing bond. She manages a specialist team who are expert at integrating and training young herds. She says Taya and Ava knew each other from their shared time at Yelverton. It seemed only fitting that they lived together in the same herd again. Being of a similar age, they both needed a playful companion, as they're very intelligent with active minds. The duo can often be seen playing together in the tranquil surrounds of Upcott. Horses and ponies are very social animals, and supporting companionship is a big part of our work. Be sure to follow our social media if you'd like to see more stories on this. We like to put the spotlight on our team members in our newsletters from time to time, so this story is all about Nikki, who's our equine training lead. We're so grateful for our passionate, caring and knowledgeable staff at the sanctuary. We've caught up with Nikki, our equine training lead, who works across our sanctuary sites to share best practice on how to train our horses and ponies in a positive, equine-centred way. And on this page, she's pictured with our sponsorship pony, Ludo, the piebald cob, and she's at work here with the stable team at Yelverton. So we asked Nikki what makes working with horses so rewarding, and she says it's the bond that you build with them. You get a sense of peace and calm from working with horses. We asked her what drew you to working in equine training, and Nikki said she was working at Upcott Park with an orphan foal called Breeze. Due to a lack of early socialisation, he'd developed behavioural issues and had become difficult to handle. We got a behaviourist in to help him. This got me really interested in equine training. We asked, what is the most memorable training moment for you? And Nikki says, I was supporting a needle-shy pony called Comet. He wouldn't let anyone stand next to his neck. I built his trust through positive reinforcement training. I'll never forget when he was successfully injected with minimal reaction. Making situations less stressful for the horses means everything. We then asked Nikki, what excites you about the future at the sanctuary? And she said, I'm excited about the new sustainable land management practices that we're putting in place. Building biodiversity in our fields will help the horses have better gut health and enrich the environment that they live in. And finally, we asked Nikki, what do you love when you're not with the horses? And she said, I love going on long walks on Dartmoor, camping, wild swimming, and photography. And in fact, Nikki is an excellent photographer. And if you see many of our website pages and social media pieces, you'll be able to see some of her photography in action. On page 12, this is a lovely story. Chandler finds a new home. Do you remember Chandler? We've spoken about him in the past. He's a black moorland, 11.1 hands high, with a little white star on his forehead, 2.5 years old now. There's no better feeling than when our ponies find a fantastic home with one of our sanctuary at home carers, and this is Chandler's story. Dartmoor pony Chandler came to us as a foal at foot with his dam Chandrani from a complex situation involving 14 semi-feral equines. The owners were struggling and we stepped in when the situation became serious. After more than a year of care and training at Honeysuckle, Chandler truly landed on all four hooves when he found a home with our equine behaviour lead, Anna. Sadly, Anna's family had lost a horse and a pony that year. It was devastating, she says. My children were so upset and we struggled to find the right companion for Jack, our cob. Weeks later, we welcomed Welsh pony Ellie to the family, but it still felt something was missing. Anna had worked with Chandler since his rescue and decided that her family could offer him the perfect home. Anna's daughters, Ira, who's 7, and Indy, who's 5, have played an important part in helping Chandler settle in. His bond with them is a real joy to see. They love him, laughs Anna, and so do Jack and Ellie. Chandler's so laid back. He's curious and playful. He takes everything in his stride and thinks things through. He really is the perfect example of how positive training can set ponies up for success. He's such a superstar. We just adore him and cannot imagine life without him. We'd like to give a big thank you to our sanctuary at home carers for rehoming ponies like Chandler. If you or someone you know is interested in becoming a carer, please do visit our website. It's www.mareandfoal.org. There's just such a beautiful picture of Indy and Chandler here. Chandler lying down in the field and Indy almost using him as a giant pillow, cuddled up together. For every rescued equine, we do promise to ensure that they have lifelong care. Our sanctuary at home carers are the people who deliver this for more than 400 equines. This enables us to create vital sanctuary spaces for more horses and ponies in need. Over to page 14 now, and how healing horses transform young lives. Jane, whose name we have changed on her request, hadn't entered a mainstream classroom for 5 years. After 2 sessions with our Coombe Park Equine Assisted Services team, she wanted to return. We're proud to offer therapeutic equine assisted programs co-led by our skilled staff and specially trained equines. These activities support physical and mental well-being. They help children, young people, and adults to work towards social and emotional goals. Jane was referred to our team when she felt that everything else had failed. She has autism, has selective mutism, and following the pandemic, severe anxiety. She'd previously attended a specialist training hub, but didn't find the right support there. Her mum recalls, "My daughter was overlooked. She went in the morning, she sat at her desk, she didn't move for the whole day. She didn't want anyone near her, but everything changed when she started at college." Through their support and the Mare and Foal Sanctuary sessions, that transition has been quicker than anyone could have imagined. Jane's mum has been amazed by the impact from working with our equine assisted services team. She says the change in her has been immense. She went from no attendance to a half an hour a week, and now she's in the classroom full time. The work here gives you hope as a parent. It's great to see your child be the person that they can be. It's special to have this time together. Most importantly, Jane herself feels hopeful too. She says, "I think when you involve animals, it makes it a lot easier for me to get comfortable and to settle in better. I feel confident. I learn new things." Well, this powerful and positive horse-to-human connection is central to our work. We're committed to empowering more individuals to thrive with our equine partners. Great picture here of Jane walking with the biggest, I think, horse in our sanctuary, Fly, the handsome Fly, and Elaine as well from the education team. They're walking up the lane together. Through our equine-assisted services, we do offer meaningful experiences for children, for young people and adults in our community. These include equine-assisted well-being and outdoor activities, which are geared to support personal growth and life skills. On page 16, we learn a little more about equine education inspiration. Part of our mission at the Mare and Foal Sanctuary is to share our love of equines with a wider community. And we do this through equine-assisted programs, as you've just been hearing about, and bespoke workshops to inspire all ages and backgrounds. We had a visit from King's Ash Academy to Coombe Park in the year. We welcome them this summer. For a well-being session, pupils and teachers joined us at Coombe Park to experience the tranquil, therapeutic presence of our horses and our ponies. They enjoyed activities to support their emotional and physical well-being and learned about horse care too. Assistant Head Gemma praised how it built confidence, fostered teamwork and independence. Also this summer, it's been a very busy one for wellness activities at our Coombe Park Sanctuary because we had Wellies for Wellness connecting horses with humans. These Wellies for Wellness sessions run throughout the school holidays in a safe environment where children and their family members learn about the sanctuary, nature and the lives of our rescued horses and ponies. They experience outdoor nature-based activities including building shelters, insect houses and whittling. Dawn, Head of Education and Equine Assisted Services, says watching families come together outdoors, surrounded by nature and the gentle presence of our ponies, is truly inspiring. The moments of connection, the laughter and calm remind us just how powerful and precious this time together can be for family well-being. We also had a very special event through the summer, Horses Inside Out. Certainly inspired a lot of people. It was in June and we were delighted to host world-class equine anatomy educator Gillian Higgins for a lecture at Coombe Park. Our ponies were model partners and they certainly won the audience hearts. Gillian led a unique learning experience where the bones and the muscles of horses were carefully painted onto their coat to highlight how they move. In addition, she showcased in-hand exercises to improve horse posture, fitness, and well-being. She sums up the session's purpose, saying, "Horses Inside Out combines my passions for horses, anatomy, and being creative. It's all about taking those insights to improve our horses' welfare and performance." The attendee feedback was very positive as well. People who came from my livery yard to Horses Inside Out said they had a brilliant evening and can't wait to practice what they learnt, said one. There's a great picture here as well of Top Tails as the perfect model on the night with muscles painted on his shoulder. Also this summer, a British Horse Society workshop on equine distress took place. We partnered with BHS to run a workshop focused on spotting the warning signs of horses and ponies in distress. Really important work. Our visitors, including welfare advisors and volunteers, gained guidance from our expert team on monitoring equine distress. In addition, the training equipped them with the skills they needed to identify when horses and ponies need extra care and support, helping to educate owners and de-escalate welfare issues. Leah, our senior field officer, feels that this sort of training is invaluable. She says, "As a charity, we don't judge or shame horse owners or carers. We try to understand why there's a welfare concern and how we can support the situation. So much of our welfare work happens before a case reaches crisis point. With advice and compassion, concerns over care can often be resolved." The welfare of horses and ponies is at the heart of our charitable mission, and we look forward to hosting more training sessions at the sanctuary in the future. Page 18 now, and we've mentioned that equine habitats really matter. We are huge advocates for the unsung heroes of the countryside, hedgerows. They're vital for a healthy ecosystem and for equines too. Enabling our ponies and horses to forage and to explore is really essential for both body and mind. We have a new enrichment garden, and it's certainly a horse hit because estate ranger Donwin has created a slice of enrichment heaven at our honeysuckle sanctuary. An unused area has been turned into a garden of delights for our equine residents. So far, Don has planted lavender, sunflowers, mint, cucumber and celery. These are sensory rich and they're safe for horses to explore. He also plans to plant a growing willow tree, which will offer shade and browsing. Enrichment through foraging is beneficial for equines. It supports their mental stimulation, it reduces stress, and it improves their well-being. Our ponies are already big fans of the garden, and they've been loving the sunflowers. There's a great picture here of two bay ponies. I'm pretty sure it's Ember and Iona. Certainly tucking in and enjoying their time in the enrichment garden. Also on this page, a nice story about Ludo and how foraging keeps him healthy. Lovable sponsorship pony Ludo. Do you remember the piebald cob? He certainly enjoys foraging when out on his walks. It's a natural behaviour for him and for other equines. It should make up 10% of a nutritious diet. His groom Lily says that he particularly enjoys finding plants such as cow parsley and sticky weed. Hedgerows are not only homes for countless species, they're foraging hotspots as well. It's mentally stimulating for equines, like Ludo, to forage for plants. But dietary changes, including foraged foods, should be introduced gradually. Enriching our horses' habitat and diet is really important. We'll continue to encourage biodiversity to ensure that our equines thrive. We're going to hear now about another of our team members, a volunteer in fact, and this is entitled Candy's Lifelong Love of Horses. Candy has been volunteering with us for 2 years. She started on the yard, then she joined the education team at Coombe Park. "I've loved horses," she says, "even before I knew what a horse was. I learned to ride at 4 on a Welsh pony called Patrick and later competed in dressage and show jumping. I earned a qualification awarded by the British Horse Society, my BHSAI, gaining a solid foundation in horse management and care." Whilst Candy no longer owns a horse, she says volunteering gives her a chance to channel her equine love and experience. "My role involves keeping a watchful eye on ponies during education sessions and observing their behaviour closely to make sure they're calm and comfortable," she says. "Volunteering with us means the world to Candy. It's one of the best things I've ever done," she says. If you're interested in volunteering, please do visit www.mareandfull.org. We're also very delighted to give an opportunity to students to carry out internships at the sanctuary, and that's something that Oksana did during the summer. She was in her first year as a PhD student at Exeter University, and she came to us with a passion for nature. Originally from Ukraine, Oksana had prior experience of volunteering for an animal charity. She brought compassion, enthusiasm, and skill to her internship. She learned about the day-to-day operations of keeping things running successfully. She says her biggest highlight was taking part in an equine-assisted learning session. The experience, she says, brought home the wonderful work being done by the charity for the well-being of horses and humans. There's a great picture of her here, smiling broadly, right alongside one of our ponies, Missy. Time to catch up with the Sanctuary News in this edition of the Honeysuckle Newsletter. And we wanted to tell you all about a Sunday fun day at Duchy College that we recently attended. It was a public event in Cornwall at Duchy College. And Rosie, our corporate and community fundraising lead, was delighted to be there. We had a brilliant day at Duchy College's fun day, she says. Not even a heavy shower during setup could dampen our spirits. There were fantastic conversations about rehoming, our crafting table was buzzing with activity, and we had lots of opportunities to raise awareness about the work we do. One highlight was being able to introduce visitors to our gorgeous rescued horse, six-year-old Icon, who's been rehomed by Duchy College. He's helping students learn more about the importance of equine welfare. And there's a lovely picture here of Rosie joined in this photo at the stall at Duchy College by one of our welfare and rehoming team members, Tina. A pretty busy day was had by them both. Did you know we don't just rescue horses, we rescue weddings too. This was a great story that happened during the summer. Zach and Hannah were moments away from saying I do at Teignbridge Registry Office when their witness's car broke down and their witnesses called them to tell them the bad news. They weren't going to make it. In a panic, Zach and Hannah popped into the Mare and Foal Sanctuary's reuse and recycle warehouse across the road, hoping for a miracle, and they got one. Zach shared with us, we cannot thank the Mare and Foal Sanctuary enough. We would have honestly not been able to get married without Dawn, Simone, and the rest of the team. Our wedding day couldn't have been more perfect. Well, we sent lucky horseshoes and the best wishes to the happy couple. Congratulations to them both, and we're so glad that we managed to help them out on their big day. We had some big sanctuary news earlier on this autumn as TV's Angela Rippon shared her horse passion. We welcomed our patron, TV journalist and presenter Angela Rippon, to our Yelverton sanctuary a few months ago. She was there to film our new TV campaign, which aired during this autumn. I had the chance to chat to Angela and I asked her a little bit about where her love for horses came from. She told me that she thinks it was seeing horses on Dartmoor when she was a little girl and she really loved watching them, but she never actually rode until she was well into her 30s. She said, I had a horse, Katie. I had some wonderful adventures with her, competing and riding across Dartmoor. In many ways, Angela says, Katie kept me sane. When I was reading the news and travelling the world, I'd love to come home to Devon, to Katie, saddle her up and ride. It was something to have that relationship with another creature, to enjoy the thrill of speed, the wind in your face, and the countryside all around you. Then Angela told me that she doesn't ride anymore, but she said, I still love to be in the company of horses. I hate the thought of cruelty towards them in any way. I want to do something positive that enables them to live better lives, and that's exactly what the Mare and Foal Sanctuary does. Well, Angela did appear in our TV advert during the autumn. And if you want to find out a little bit more about what happened, then why not take a look at the website? It's www.mareandfoal.org/TV. On page 22, all about community fundraising matters. From collection boxes in Tintagel to charity bingo nights in Gloucester, our amazing supporters raise money for the Mare and Foal Sanctuary in all kinds of ways. It's brilliant to see how much people care about helping horses and ponies to thrive. From coffee mornings to refreshment sales, from corporate collections to marathon challenges, fundraisers from near and far are pledging their support to our equine cause. Across the generations, our community fundraisers' love for animals shines through and gives us all hope for the future. Do you have an idea, perhaps, for a future fundraiser? Do contact us at fundraising@mareandfull.org and we'll send you a pack to get you started. During the summer, our friends at Hewish Horse Boxes stepped in to raise funds for the Mare and Foal Sanctuary at this year's Chagford Show, which was held in August. With their 34-year reputation for manufacturing excellence and a passion for horses, the Hewish team were quick to suggest a fun competition. Filling a horse box cab with balloons and inviting people to guess their number. At £1 a go, visitors were flocking to their stand to try their luck. In the end, we were delighted to receive a very generous £74 from Hewish's colourful initiative. So big thanks to all involved. There's a great picture here of the cab of the horse box absolutely stuffed to the rafters with balloons. Here's another lovely story. Lottery player's win helps beloved dog Zach. A long-standing supporter, Susan, got a welcome windfall when she won the Mare and Foal Lottery's £25,000 jackpot in July. We caught up with Susan about her recent win and she says, "I was very surprised when I received the phone call. I didn't believe it until a cheque arrived soon after. It will certainly help our dog Zach, who has recently required a procedure to repair a leg ligament." Susan's passion for horses came from her late dad. "I support the charity," she says, "as my father supported it, and after he passed in 2009, I decided to carry on." After winning, Susan pledged a generous donation and sponsored Vagabond as well. Thank you, Susan, and good luck, Zach, with your hydrotherapy. I also had the chance to chat with Carolyn during the summer as well, whose legacy will really help more horses. She's a long-time horse lover and supporter, and she's very kindly leaving us a gift in her will. Carolyn's passion for horses started as a girl. She says her precious pony Robin brought her a great deal of joy. Years later, she discovered the Mare and Foal Sanctuary when she visited Coombe Park with an old friend. "I just fell in love with it," she says. "We went several times and I decided that's where I want to leave my money. There's people that care there. I'd like horses in the future to be cared for." We receive no government funding, so we do rely on the generosity of supporter legacies. Regardless of size, every gift is precious and it really does make a difference. You can see Carolyn's story and discover more about legacy giving on our website. It's www.mareandfull.org/support/donate and you'll see the leave a gift in your will section. Goodness, that's come quickly, hasn't it? All too soon, that's the end of this edition of Honeysuckle, our newsletter for supporters. I know I say this every time, but your interest and your kindness in sharing our stories and telling others about our work really does make a huge amount of difference to us. We couldn't give lifelong, life-changing, loving care and support without help from our supporters. So many thanks again. Please do spread the word and tell people about our website too. And if anyone else that you know would like to sign up to our newsletter, please ask them to visit our website. It's www.mareandfull.org. If you'd like to give us a ring, our phone number is 01626 882 660. That's 01626 882 660. Or you could email us supporters@mareandfull.org. The next newsletter will be coming out in the spring, so we'll have loads more stories to share with you then. So from me, Pippa, do take care, and I hope you can join us again next year.